And hello, everybody. Welcome to this edition, this Sunday edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here. And as always, thanks for tuning in here. An abbreviated version of Butch on Sports, I say here, that I'm going to have tonight here. It's short, but it's going to be very sweet here. Sweet news to give you first and foremost here. Yes, the Detroit Red Wings just finishing their game here. They beat up on the Golden Knights of Las Vegas there by a score of 5-2 there. 5-2, the final score. Yes, Raymond scored. Seidel is part of the scoring there. Yes, and Larkins is back. And Bertuzzi, he scored. I just can't get enough of this here. Red Wings right now are a team that if everyone sticks together, play together, and work together there, they are guaranteed to be a better team than years past there. Our thing is right now we want to see them get in the playoffs, and do they have the skill and the energy to do so? I say they would or will in the bright future, which the future in my lifetime is right now, okay? So saying that, all that, in between there, we got two great rookies right now just busting their behind. We got some veterans and some free agents that's doing the same thing. We should have a way, way better season than we have past it. Again, Red Wings win two in a row. They win over the Golden Knights of Vegas there. Get that out the way. No game for the Detroit Lions this past weekend, okay? Seattle and Tampa Bay also shares the distinction of having a bye, okay? So, in this case, we don't have to sit up there and ground and groan because someone or somebody's team, the Lions, have lost. And, you know, a quick synopsis of this particular team right now that is 0-8. Have some guts. I mean, straighten it out. And because if they go through this ring around the collar kind of attitude there with their team, they're not going to gain a whole lot of friends. Right now, they've lost a lot of friends, per se, there. And they'll be just like Buffalo, waiting for Canada to open up. I'm telling you. I'm talking about the Buffalo Bills. They lost, too, okay? The Jacksonville. Jacksonville is better than the Detroit Lions. Who would expect? Hey, I'm just saying. We'll talk a lot more about some NFL stuff. Tomorrow night, I'm quite sure, with Scott Nason, Dave McKay, and family and friends on the Game Sports Show. It starts at 6 o'clock. Ends at 8. On 1400 ESPN, Sault Ste. Marie, okay? We'll do that for you here. The number 3, Michigan State Spartans. At least they were number 3 here. They fell from the ranks of the unbeaten this past Saturday with a 40-29 loss at Purdue in a result of that shaked up the Big Ten race again and the college football playoff rankings are headed for the second release of the committee's selection and whatnot, and I'm quite sure Michigan State ain't going to be nowhere near it. You know who should be in it is the Purdue Boilermakers. They've been defeating ranked teams. I mean, these are top-ranked teams. Too bad we can't get them to play Alabama or Georgia or something like that there. You know, Purdue has been whipping when it comes down to ranked teams. Nothing to be ashamed of, but again, you can't get all hyped up and then give no results. They had a good one last week, and maybe now a couple of weeks, and East Lansing, when they beat Michigan, they're burning down couches and furniture and stuff. Well, hopefully the night is quiet in East Lansing. Okay, University of Michigan did win their game. They get back in the creeps of the the Big Ten title there. They win over Indiana by a final score of 29-7. They are working it out. They're working it out indeed. No more buys and stuff for any of the teams we just talked about, Michigan State or Michigan. MHSAA, district finals. As we moved on and we saw some congratulations to Dearborn Fortson. They're going to play Bellevue at 10-1 at Bellevue Stadium there. Those are two divisional winners. And also in Division I, Grand Blanc and at Rockford. That's going to be a goodie, too. In Division II, I'm just picking out some games that basically have some interest. A lot of people got interest in Traverse City Central at Caledonia, okay? They'll be playing at Granville. They both teams are 10-10. This is Division II. And Portage Central at South Lyons, okay? At South Lyons High School there. Portage Central, 9-2. South Lyons, 11-0. Division III, and this was the slobber knocker of a mess there. But River Rouge lose to Martin Luther King, so Martin Luther King will be at home again to play Allen Park, which is 9-2. Martin Luther King, 10-1. That was a pretty doggone good game, but, you know, Rouge didn't have a chance. In the other Division III matchup there, there'll be Cedar Springs at DeWitt High School there. That's going to be a real good game. 9-2 and 10-1, respectively, those both teams there. In Division IV, Country Day, it's going to do their thing against Chelsea. Country Day is 7-3, but they had a big schedule there against Chelsea, who's not lost a game this particular season. That's in Division IV. Division V got Kingsley. Okay, 10-1 against Frankenmuth. They'll be at Frankenmuth Stadium there to play that game. And that's a Saturday 1 o'clocker, by the way, here. Division 6, Michigan Central, or Michigan Center at Clinton, okay, at Clinton High School. No time on that particular game. It's going to be Saturday or Friday night. E-Course was the big surprise. They won over, yes, Detroit Southeastern. They'll continue on their journey there. They're 8-3. Well, Warren, Michigan Collegiate, 9-2. They'll be at Warren, Michigan Collegiate there. That's going to be a pretty doggone good game there. That's in Division number 6. Yeah. Division 7, Ipanema, Woodward, Westwood, I should say. 10-0 at Traverse City, St. Francis, 11-0. That's going to be a good game. That's a Saturday afternoon game indeed, by the way. Just letting you know. White Pigeon in Division 8 at Hudson. Okay? White Pigeon at 10-1. Hudson, 11-0. That's in Division 8. Now, the two divisional semifinals are in the 8-man slobber knockers there. That'll be Rutledge at Sutton Bay, and that's at Sutton Bay High School, of course. That's in Division I. That's the semifinal. Division II. Okay. That's one of the semifinals in Division I. The other semifinal is Martin against Adrian Lenawee Christian. That's at Lenawee Christian High School there. That's in at Cougar Field. That's in Adrian, boys and girls. Okay. Get with it there. That's the 8-man. Martin's 11-0. Lenawee Christian, 11-0. Yeah, it ought to be a good game. Division 2 in the semifinals. Marion at Powers, North Central. Marion, 10-1 against Powers, 11-0. That's going to be a Saturday 1 o'clock match. Semifinal game, of course. And the other semifinal game is Cologne against our Greece Sims. Cologne is 10-1. Greece Sims is 11-0. So those are your particular matches, okay? particular matches going on and about next Saturday. And there's more matches to be had, but we'll go over those particulars on Wednesday too, along with cross-country finals where in the books we will name the cross-country teams that made it in there. There are four divisions in cross-country. They all were winning schools there. That guy is successful. Congratulations to all those winners. And, yes. And did we see that the soccer final was this weekend? We'll go through all that on this upcoming Wednesday on the Put Your Sports Show on Wednesday there. So we make sure we don't miss a drop. And I know volleyball is upcoming as well. I mean, their semifinals is close to be talked about, with the finals right around the corner. So there, that'll get you going there. Let's see, one more thing before we go on off the air here and get myself together for a pleasant 90 night or something here. We're probably going to talk about Aaron Rodgers tomorrow here on the show. And there's some weird things that are coming up to mind in that particular ordeal that just really gives me a laugher here, okay? And the big thing is he was on the Pat McAfee show. Now, you don't know who Pat McAfee is. If you watch SmackDown every Friday night on Fox, the guy who gets on top of the table and imitating and get all electric and whatnot there, one of the color commentators on SmackDown, that's Pat McAfee. And he was very opposite from what we see him at SmackDown. He was very quiet. Why? I don't know. Well, Rodgers was giving his Gettysburg address on why he didn't tell the truth. But well, I'm quite sure we'll talk about that tomorrow on, yes, the Gate Sports Show, 6 to 8 o'clock, 1400 ESPN. I'm out of here. You can check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook. Or go to the main page at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimpleButchToO.Podomatic.com. You can also catch it at the Game Sports Show. And their website is GameSportsShow.Podbean.com. Again, I hope you have a beginning of a good week. It was some good weather here today. Upper little middle 60s here, and we're looking for that tomorrow as well. And the rest of the week, if we can get it. Hey, have a good beginning of the week there. I'm out of here. Butch on Sports is a Oh My Darling production. Thank you for listening, and tell your friends.